AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro have met face-to-face, marking the first time since the height of the Cold War that leaders from the two countries have sat down together. The pair is at the summit of the Americas in Panama, where earlier they pledged a new beginning in relations.
The Cold War has been over for a long time. And I'm not interested in having battles that, frankly, started before I was born.
Castro, meantime, speaking through a translator, says Obama bears no responsibility for past U.S. aggression against Cuba.
I have told this to several heads of state and government that I see around this table now. I have told them in private meetings that I have had with them in my country. I have told them that, in my opinion, President Obama is an honest man.
Castro also praised Obama for considering taking Cuba off the list of state sponsors of terrorism. The U.S. Capitol is on lockdown after shots were fired in what appears to be an attempted suicide.
Spokeswoman Kimberly Schneider of the Capitol Police says in a statement that the suspected shooter has been, in her words, neutralized. She also says the Capitol Police are investigating a suspicious package on the lower west terrace of the building. No one is being allowed to enter or exit the Capitol, and the visitor center and some streets around the complex are closed. Congress has been on spring break for a couple of weeks. Lawmakers set to return Monday. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Residents from a northern Illinois farming community ravaged by a tornado are being let back in for the first time since the storm. Adam Davis had his childhood home blown apart, but says he only cares that his loved ones are safe.
I would give this hallway 10 different times to be able to see my parents stand at that door again.
David rescued his parents. This is AP Radio News. A group of civil rights organizations have launched an effort to get Senate leaders to quickly call for a vote to confirm Loretta Lynch as Attorney General.
The announcement was made at Al Sharpton's National Action Network convention. He says the recorded police shooting of Walter Scott in the back shows a need for the Senate to vote on a U.S. Attorney General.
We call on today Mitch McConnell, the head of the Senate, to give America a fair prosecutor to look at these cases.
Sharpton says they'll be at McConnell's D.C. office every day until he calls a vote on Loretta Lynch. The Senate leader says he won't until legislation cracking down on sex trafficking is settled. Julie Walker, New York.
Authorities are investigating the deaths of two brothers after the car they were in plunged into Los Angeles Harbor. They say an 8- and 13-year-old boy were with their parents when the car ran off the road. I'm Violet Ekonomova. AP Radio News.